condo, so we don't ask for any percentage. So I have...
Oh, okay.
Director Maiden.
Hi, Rick. How are you? Thank you, Tony.
Hello? This is
Hi,
Eric.
Hi, Rick. Or Eric. I'm sorry. He put down that your name was Rick. I apologize. How's it going?
Yeah, no. Richard's the owner. Richard is the owner of California Power Washing. And I'm the executive assistant manager of the company. So while he's coming up town, I have, I take care of all the advertising and the computers and the la-di-da.com.
Okay. But when it comes to additional marketing, like aside from what he's currently doing, do you make that marketing purchase on his behalf, or do we need to wait until when he's available?
No, I can make that.
Okay.
I have permission to sign checks, pass out credit card numbers, and everything.
Okay. So it's a pleasure to meet you, Eric. My name is Nadine. I'm one of the regional specialists. I actually handle the pricing and details for your area. So you were speaking with Tony, my representative, and, well, I know that he was going over. Yeah, he's a super, he's a really great guy, But I know that he was kind of going over the basics of the program, but he wanted me to discuss the pricing and details with you. So I'm just pulling up some notes.
About he brought up like $99 or something. Is that the first initial sign-up fee, and or is it like $299 this initial setup fee and $99 a month? Or is that
pricing?
He mentioned $299 and then he mentioned $99.
Huh. Well, he shouldn't have mentioned pricing to you because he wouldn't even know what package would benefit you. What would be the better fit?
He
doesn't have that ability to give pricing.
He told me $299. So I don't know if that was the initial setup fee or the monthly fee.
Yeah. Well, I apologize. You know what? Let me just kind of...
Representative?
Uh-huh.
I mean, the last representative I talked to probably was like 3 or 4 years ago.
Okay.
He mentioned that he can put me on Google for $299 initial setup fee and $100 a month.
I don't know who you would have spoken to regarding that, but...
Yeah, well, that was like about 3 years ago.
I would say there was a time that you were spoken to 3 years ago, but we don't have like a $299 setup fee and then you pay $100. If anything, it would have been like a $299 monthly flat rate with a $99 setup fee. That's
it could have been
what I would think.
Yeah, probably $100. Yeah, right. $100 assessment up front and then $299 a month.
Well, no, you would be paying $398, and then you would be paying $299 monthly after that. But that would have been a package that. Go ahead.
Now we got a lot of sales and computers out there, so I'm doing a thing on Bitcoin, and then there was another one I was just looking at right now. I can't think of the name of it. I was just getting ready to pack up and leave for the day. But you guys have anything like for what's the longest? Can I extend it for like 2 years or 3 years, or is it just bi-yearly?
Well, let me explain how our program works, okay? So, and there's a couple of things I want to confirm with you because I'm a little bit confused. He put that you target 300 miles.
Yeah, I go up like so. Just this past March 5th, went up to San Jose and did a $30,000 church.
Wow.
We did all the mold, the sidewalks, took off some black mold, green mold, and we also took care of the stained glass or windows.
Awesome. Okay. But on an average, I mean, is that typically how far you do travel?
Sometimes if, like just locally here, we'll go from San Diego to Los Angeles to Riverside, basically 2 days a week.
Okay.
And then, but if I have anything special besides residential, you know, you got two sides of the company. You got commercial, you got residential, and then you got the government accounts.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. So, we offer several products, Google products, ranging from, you know, Google's local service ads, now they call it Google Verified Pay-Per-Lead, Google ads, Facebook ads, Google local listing first page. It really depends on the appetite of the business, okay? what type of marketing, Eric, are you guys currently doing now?
The marketing we're doing right now is a couple out-of-state onlines. We're, you know, besides Yelp and a couple other ones we have out there, I have basically people going door-to-door, passing out flyers. We have, like, I'd say roughly 500 billboards.
Okay.
Billboards, and then we have, like, roughly 250 bus stops with advertisement on it. And
okay.
We have for like new residential clients, we have for mold restoration. We do also for insurance companies that
okay.
A lot of people want to get refinanced. The insurance company calls us up. We go out and give them inspections.
Wow. Okay.
I have a couple, like right now, I have a couple kids going out on weekends, going door-to-door, talking to people. You know, we just did a big beneficial for cancer, for women's breast cancer.
Yeah.
For women's breast cancer. We did a big old thing at one of our churches, went out there, had a barbecue, passed out some flyers, and told one of our customers that if you refer us, the two of your two friends will give you a free house washing.
Oh, wow. Now, do you guys carry any insurance for the business?
Yeah, I carry $10,000 to $15,000. Commercial residential.
$10,000 to $15,000. Okay. General liability?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. So $10,000 to $15,000 is what you carry in insurance.
Right. And then I carry additional $50,000 to $75,000 when I'm on base
okay.
for government
yeah.
contracts. But we just, so every 6 months the Navy calls us up at Camp Pendleton. They have
yeah.
these LCAP, these things that hover over, they go from land to the boats.
Uh-huh.
So we have a 6 year. We just picked up a 6 year contract with them. That's like, I don't know, $25,000 every 8 months. Because they're not legal to, it's something to do with OSHA. They're not legal. Richard knows more about it. Something about OSHA and salt water, sea water. They don't have the capability of recovering salt water.
Mm, okay.
And JP5 jet fuel. Some
okay.
kind of environment because Camp Pendleton's on the beach.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm familiar. I know where it's at. My nephew's stationed there.
You know, so
okay.
They can't spray their own equipment.
Yeah, got it.
So they have
okay.
to do the government subcontract.
Yeah. Well, you know, just to go back, the reason that we were reaching out to you is because we have this position that just became available within our company for your category. And what we're looking for is a company that's a good fit to fill this position and close it out. So what that
you know,
means
you should,
is that...
Well, we were thinking about picking up a sister account. And because Richard was talking about maybe retiring the company and moving back up to Northern California. And there's a sister account out there. It's called, what is it, Aqua Drone. They're a new company. It just spread it out.
Mm-hmm.
And he's thinking about leasing the company to them.
Mm.
So what's going on? Just to be honest, straight up, he's going through a really bad divorce.
Okay.
And so, 9/10 of the law, the ex-wife is trying to say half the company is hers, and blah 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 blah. So I'm not too sure what's happening right now.
Okay, so in other words, what you're saying is it wouldn't be a good move to do any additional marketing with his current situation. Is that correct?
Yeah, right now. Yeah, she, okay. 6 months ago, she embezzled some money out of the company stocks and
okay.
forged some signatures, signed his name. So as of right now, with the lawyers, I'm the only buddy who can authorize anything. Sign company checks, pay people.
Okay. So I want to save your time, right? I want to be respectful of it, and I want to get this position filled. So I want to make sure that you and I are both on the same page because I'm trying to fill this position today. So with his current situation,
yeah.
What you're saying is
you guys
can't do any marketing right now, right?
Well, unless you can, if you want to send an email and let me see, I might be able to, if you can send something to richardsd707@gmail.com and show something, you know, the benefits of the left and the right, I might be able to do something.
Well, I mean, what are the chances that you're going to read the email? Because I'm going to be super transparent, Eric. People could ask me for emails all day long, and it ends up getting buried with the rest of the emails, right? They don't ever get to the email. And it's kind of sometimes a way of them just to kind of say, you know what, we're not interested at this moment. And I understand that.
I can probably tell you just from my word of mouth that it's going to get read in the next 24 hours, and you would probably get an answer in the next 24 hours.
Okay. Well, as I mentioned, we are calling through the area to fill this position today, and it doesn't sound like you are in a position to make that decision. You are requesting an email without me even being able to go over pricing and details with you because then we jumped into the current situation for Rick.
Over prices. I mean, right now, I'll tell you the truth, I mean, California pressure washing is backed up 4 months.
Yeah.
We have like so much, we're like backed up 4 months. Just on the advertisement, we did in the last 12 months.
Mm-hmm.
He just picked up the original contract for Chevron for all the gas stations between here and San Jose. San Jose and what's that other? Gilroy. Between Gilroy and San Diego to Imperial Beach. And to El Centro, Richard's got the account for pressure washing for Chevron gas stations. There's a couple other companies that are trying to, like, go up and say, hey, we can clean this gas station for $500. But people don't realize that those pumps, each one of those pumps are $100,000, and they can't get wet. I just had people are trying to undercut, but it's not, anybody just can't go out and go buy a pressure washer off Craigslist and go out and get general liability when California Power Washing has been around, well, the really business really got started in 2003, when it really got booming.
Yeah. Well, I said, I mean, a basic package, I'll tell you, I mean, and I don't even know if that would be the better fit for you guys. You're saying also that you guys are kind of backed up too, so it doesn't sound like you can even handle more work. So, you know.
Yeah, I mean, he's called in some two other pressure washing companies from, I don't know, Texas or somewhere to come over and fill some of the work. I mean, 23 trucks? Only 23 trucks, yeah, I would say it's kind of booked.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll throw you back in the hopper. You know, something opens back up again. Maybe perhaps we'll try to reach back out to you guys, okay? But I do want to thank you for your time.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for calling.
You are so welcome. You drive safely, okay? Take care.
Thank you.
Bye.